9P, mobile.
Ken, 4PFW.
Hey, Ken, how was it work today?
Yeah, it was really good. I'm off for tomorrow, but hang on a sec. Going in my bad spot. Alright, I should be back. How was your day? Did you go around hauling a bunch of air?
Oh, well, actually, I actually hauled commodities today. Actually, it was kind of funny, though. I was hauling commodities, and one of my stops was one small commodity. It was so small, I didn't need a pallet for it. I just put it in the back of the trailer. I only wanted, I guess. But along with that, I had four skids to go. And then I picked up a bunch more at my other place. Then I went back to the office, picked up another trailer, and it had a bunch of skids on it. So it was a pretty good day. Nice, easy routes, no traffic on the interstate. Everything flowed smoothly, for me anyway. So I can't complain.
Man, that's awesome. We get a truck in every once in a while. I got one little box on it. I have like a 1 gallon jug of chloroform on it, and they won't let that be in the, can't be in the cab with it.
Well, I don't put any of the commodities in the cab. I put them in the back. That's what the back's for. I'm transporting stuff, it's going in the back. All I need to do is fall off the front seat or something. They don't want me to be responsible for it. But, no, this is one box, a styrofoam box of that, so it's super light. And it has some plastic parts in it that were super light, so I picked it up, I went, oh my gosh, and they all started laughing at me.
Makes you wonder how much that cost is to ship that little box.
Yeah, I don't know. I could probably guess, but you know they want that route kept active. It's a big thing for them. You know, I have to shuttle things from one business to the next, and knowing that truck's going to come. You know.
Yeah, copy that. I had to send a package today to Greensboro. It's about a 25-pound box, and it cost me $10.
Well, I ordered 5 gallons of, they don't call it antifreeze anymore, organic antifreeze. They call it OAT on my truck here. And when I do the turbo actuator, you actually have to drain the coolant out. So, I've got 92,000 miles on it. I have a good time to change coolant anyway. So, let's go get some fresh coolant along with a new actuator.
Yeah, copy that. KN4PFW.
Yeah, motorcycles. This man took a poker run today or something. You know, the Indian motorcycle trucks at that little motorcycle shop there on 14. And they must have had 30 bikes there and another 25 good coming in.
It's been a while since I've been by there. I've only been in there a couple of times looking for some parts when I had a bike.
Well, I went in there and looked at some sport utility vehicles, you know, the UTVs. Yeah, they weren't too much of them things. I don't know if it's just him or all of them.
Yeah, it's a new thing. Everybody's got to have one, so they jack up the price.
I mean, they're going to charge me the same price that they're going to charge me for an automobile. I'm just going to buy the automobile.
KO4HK. Afternoon, guys.
Afternoon, Patrick. Hope you're doing well. I hope you had a great day.
Yeah, good afternoon, Patrick. Hope everything went well. KN4TFW.
Well, it depends on what you consider well.
My well is pretty darn deep, over 400 feet.
Y'all doubled there, but Leon won out.
Yeah, I was saying, don't keep us in suspense.
Yeah, sorry, Ken, I'm just closer to the repeater, that's all.
I might have worked them a little too hard. Three of them had to bail out and go to Weldon because their hands hurt.
Yep, see, now I'm doing it. I doubled with you a little bit there, Patrick. pretty bad with your hands are hurting. I don't want to work today. My hands hurt.
Well, they was getting those little juicy things on there.
And they're going to be hurting when they get to be my age.
Yeah, and that didn't take maybe an hour, hour and a half. And they were all crying. We had them out cleaning up around the shop today. There's a brick wall that runs around behind the place. And the weeds had grown up and the grass had grown up where nobody's been taking care of it. And just trying to do some cleanup around the place. And mercy. they're going to sleep well tonight.
Yeah, I thought that was the real purpose of Job Corps, was to do that.
KO4HX, me too. So we're bringing it back.
One blister at a time.
They still call it that, Job Corps?
Yeah, this center is called Shink Job Corps. But it's still called Job Corps.
Now, if we just bring back the chain gangs. NC9P.
No, they're not going to do that because I have to talk to them about their feelings and how to deal with stress and how to manage, you know, how to calm down when somebody makes you mad. I have to do all that kind of stuff too. So it's an interesting place, let's put it that way.
I might need you to talk to me then. Maybe I got mad the other day.
I told them they might have asked the wrong person to teach that kind of stuff.
Yeah, the retirement thing we went to Friday was for the canine girl who used to be on my team. And the last few years she's been an SRO at one of the schools. And the school asked them to be, after if you were going to be a, part-time teacher. When they fill in, substitute, there we go. I got the word in a minute. She wanted to be a substitute teacher. I said, I'd be struggling with some kids. I don't know if I can do that.
It's not bad. We had a good day today, but all kidding aside, they did have to go get their hands doctored, and, you know, my back hurts. And all we were doing is just running a shovel, cleaning up weeds, and blowing the dirt around, getting the dirt away, and mowing the grass, you know, that kind of stuff. Nothing too serious, but we had a lot of fun today with it, too. So, building some camaraderie with them and getting to know them a little bit. And I think we made some progress today.
Nothing else to know what jobs they don't want.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think that's kind of the purpose, too, Ken. This is what you'll be doing if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing. You'll be doing manual labor. That's tough. Nothing wrong with it. It's just a harder way of life. That's all.
Yeah, but you sure do sleep good.
Oh, yeah. I bet they're already in the showers because they were whining and complaining because I made them put on some PPE today. The little dust N95 dust mask and safety glasses with face shields. And we got out there with the backpack blowers and the little hand blowers, and I asked them not to put that stuff on because they were all filthy with dirt on their floor.
Son of a good day's labor. Didn't see that me. Sounds like me working on my truck the other day. Boy, I was dirty. My daughter wouldn't let me park it where I wanted to park it, so we ended up doing it on the gravel. That was no fun.
You own the place, right?
Well, the government lets me live there as long as I make the yearly payment.
Well, then you know how to solve that problem. Your name's on the place.
And she was helping me with my truck.
You two are getting off late, ain't you?
Yeah, Ken is. I am too. But, you know, I'm an hourly wage employee, so I just made more money today. How about you, Ken?
Now, regular time for me, I'm right here at the Church of the Light by the Ingles, so I'm right on time.
Oh, I've done been home for 30 minutes or so.
I hear you once in a while call out as I'm headed home, but I'm usually talking to Susan.
Okay, we'll let you slide since you're talking to Susan.
Yeah, well, let that be an alibi.
All right. Well, my boss just walked through the door, so I got to get off. You guys be careful the rest of the way home. KO4HK, so I'll talk to y'all later. 73.
Hey, Elise. Bye, Patrick. Have a great day. It's C9B.
All right, 73, guys. You guys have a good one. Hello, Elise. And I'm pulling in the drive, so we'll catch you guys later. KN4TFW.
Yeah, I'm not going to be in here too much longer anyway. I got to get out of range. 73 kid, have a great day. Tell the wife we said, hey, I've talked to her in a long time. One day we'll get together and have another meal. NZ9B.